something this week about the obligation of Kibbutz Avim, its extension to people beyond parents. That includes older brothers, eldest brothers or sisters, step-parents, wife of your father, husband of your mother, grandparents, and adoptive parents, biological parents who aren't your parents who actually raise you. So, of all these, the question of biological parents who don't actually raise you seems to be pretty clear cut. Post can generally assume that he remains your father, whether he raised you as a father or not. That seems pretty much consensus that you do have to honor such parents. If you ever discover them, you have to honor them. The other cases are all less clear. Some of them are furish halachas that you do have to, with the question of the scope, and some of them there are questions about whether you have to honor them at all, such as grandparents, adoptive parents, and so on. One of the main gemaras they quote, which is relevant both for grandparents and for adoptive parents, is an odd little gemara in Sota. The gemara says that Rav Acha bar Yaakov Itfal Bey Rav Yaakov bar Brate, Rav Acha bar Yaakov took care of, fostered or adopted his daughter's son. When the child grew up, he asked him once, please give me some water. Which is, as per the Sirgis and Kedushin, that's a classic example of Kibbutz Avim, Hashkini Mayim, giving your father water to drink. Amar lo, la brechana, I'm not your son. I don't have to honor you. So that's what the Gemara says. Poskim generally seem to assume that what he said was correct, al pidin, whether it was nice or not, I don't know, but al kalpanim, it wasn't, it does represent the din. The way Rashi explains it is that he was saying that he doesn't have a mitzvah of kibbutz avim. He says that I'm your grandson, the son of your daughter. I don't have to honor you. So the poskim, many of the early achronim, bring rayas from this gemara to two of the questions we discussed. A, that there is no obligation to honor a grandfather. He said, I'm not your child, I'm your grandchild. B, that there was no obligation to honor an adoptive parent, because he raised him, he adopted him, he raised him as a child, he said, I'm not your child, I don't have to honor him. So most of the discussion revolves around the question of grandparents. There is a major machlokas basically between the Marik and the Ramah, and then going down through all the later achronim, whether a person has to honor a grandparent or not. Most of the discussion had to do with Kaddish. Very few of the halachos of Kibbutz Avim are formal halachos that you have kind of concrete halachos in Shulchan Aruch about. Kaddish was one of the big ones because back then, still the custom today in some places, although not in circles in which we move usually, the custom is and was especially that Kaddish was, not everyone said Kaddish for every Kaddish, the Kaddish were allocated and that it was a schus to say Kaddish, and people used to argue about who gets to say Kaddish and so on, like a chiyuv today for the Amud or for an Aliyah. So the postman had major debates about, in different cases, whether someone had a schus to say Kaddish. So the question was, in the Marik and the Ramah, should someone say Kaddish for his grandparent? So the Marik said, no, there is no chiyuv. Mikra didn't know, there's no chiyuv to honor a grandparent, no chiyuv to say Kaddish. Mai says, I'm sure you should let him say some Kaddish, as he said, not as much as a real child. But Mikra didn't, Marik says, there's no chiyuv to honor a grandparent. Ramah disagrees, both in the Darkei Moshe, in his Haggadah to Shulchan Aruch, in the Tshuva. He pretty much says the same thing, that he disagrees with the Marik. There is a chiyuv to honor grandparents, he says, and therefore he should say Kaddish. Now, the Marik and the Ramah both bring various rayas. One raya they don't bring is from this gemara. Later achronim point the Vilna Gaon, earlier achronim the Shvas Yaakov, later achronim Shdei Alechem, all bring this gemara and discuss whether we can bring a raya from this gemara to the Marik that there is no chiyuv to honor grandparents. Some want to learn that in the gemara he didn't mean there's no chiyuv at all. Rashi's lashon is ain alai lechav b'chad kibben. I don't have the full blown chiyuv to honor you like a child. I have some chiyuv. Why he didn't have to bring him water? That I'm not sure. He had a lesser chiyuv, but I'll call upon him. This gemara, the post can try to bring as a raya that there is no chiyuv to honor a grandparent. Now there are some who are machalik between maternal grandfather and paternal grandfather. The the Gaon mentions this, in his Bir HaGra mentions such a distinction. He says this Gemara L'char is a riot to the Marik, and then he says maybe we can distinguish between a maternal grandfather and paternal grandfather. The Ramah himself, in his tshuva was addressed to an actual case of an elderly man who had raised his daughter's son as his own and wanted the child to say Kaddish for him, and the Ramah L'Hedya said that there is a chiyuv to honor even a maternal grandfather, and to the extent that some are matmiya the Gaon for and our shulchan and others in matmiya that, how can you make this chiluk? The Ramah said clearly that the Ramah, at least in the tshuva, clearly held the chiyuv is to honor even a maternal grandfather. The Gaon may have meant his own shita, wasn't coming to the same shot in the Ramah personally, but in any event, there are those who are machalik between maternal and paternal grandfather. It's not entirely clear what that chiluk would be based on. The Shvaz Yaakov suggests that the chiluk is. Yaakov, I think it is, one of the other Akharim suggests that the chiluk is that we know in Hilchos Kibbutz Ha'Me'im the daughter has less of a chiyuv when she grows up and gets married. We say she doesn't have the chiyuv because it's just bailala. I don't know why that should be a svara for, well, that doesn't apply. She should have any less of a chiyuv. There should be any less of a chiyuv for her child, to her father. I'll call upon him. There are those who make this chiluk between the mother's father and the father's father. Why exactly there should be such a chiluk is not entirely clear. Related to this whole discussion, also based on the same Gemara in Sota, is the question of an adoptive parent. Earlier, we noted that Poskim generally seems to take for granted that the biological parent, even if he hasn't actually expended effort raising the child, is still entitled to kavod. Moshe Chachma has an interesting shot. He says in the Seretz of Dibros, Kabbinas, Avicha, Vetzimecha, Kasher Tzivcha, Hashem Elokecha. He's medayik in the Pesukim that what Hashem meant to say was, just like that you might think, I don't have to honor a parent who didn't take care of me, like in the Midbar, he says, where parents didn't need to take care of their children because the Nanei HaKavod took care of everything and washed their clothing and they had the mun and the slav. They didn't really need their parents, the things that most children need parents today. And Apple McCain, Hashem was saying, there's a mitzvah of Kibbutz Ha'Me'im, just like they're in the Midbar, we know parents don't do anything except they are your father and mother biologically. That's enough. That seems to be the consensus. Poskim may take for granted that biological parents there isn't a Kibbutz Ha'Me'im. Adoptive parents is less clear, and this also has to do with the same Gemara. The same Gemara seems to imply that there was no mitzvah of Kibbutz Ha'Me'im in this case of the grandson, even though he had raised him. The Ramah in his tshuva, his primary approach was that he should say Kaddish because he was a grandson, but in the course of the tshuva, he also says, Kol Shkein, in this particular case, he says, where this person not only was his grandfather, he had raised him and hired teachers to teach him Torah and had brought B'chai El Haba. He's not entirely clear whether he meant this as a standalone argument or not, but besides mentioning that he is his biological grandfather, Ramah seems to suggest, he brings the famous Chazal that Megadol Yasim Mitoch Beso Kilu Yaldo, that Chazal say that raising a child is if you gave birth to him. And Ramah does suggest, at least, even though he doesn't say this 100% clearly, that there is some level of Kibbutz Ha'Me'im to an adoptive parent. The Chasam Sofer also has a tshuva where he discusses the question of saying Kaddish for grandparents, and he also goes through this discussion and basically says there's no mitzvah to mechabed aveim, mechabed the grandfather, and he says, and even if there is, he says, still in the question of Kaddish, where in his case again, there were people who were all allocated equal shares of Kaddish. The Chasam Sofer was talking about an adoptive parent. He was talking about someone who had raised somebody else. The question was saying Kaddish for that person. He brings a raya that you don't, and he says, and even if you do, he says, it's not fair, he says, that if Kaddish were allocated to everyone equally, everyone's entitled to his fair share. Someone's going to claim he wants extra shares for his adoptive parents. That's not fair. So he's not necessarily disagreeing in principle that there might be some level of mitzvah, but in terms of parity with other people, it doesn't make sense to award him extra shares of the Kaddish. And he basically goes back and forth on the question of whether there is at least some level of mitzvah to honor an adoptive parent. The Chemed brings an interesting raya. He wants to suggest that there is a mitzvah to honor an adoptive parent. He brings a famous midrash. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was returning, Hashem told him to return to Egypt, Moshe said, no, I can't do it, because he says, how can I leave Yisrael? He took me in, and he opened his door to me when I was homeless, when I was a fugitive. How can I just abandon him? And the midrash says that Kol HaPaseach, Pasach L'Chaveiro, is you have to respect him and refer to him. So the Tehemet says, it seems that there is a mitzvah of respect and honor to someone who is not your biological parent, but who simply took care of you when you needed taken care of. certainly that would apply to an adopted parent. The Chavetz says maybe the Midrash doesn't mean that it's a formal obligation, a mamash, a mitzvah of kibbur nafeim, which just means that it's not menschlich, it's not musherdik, it's not civilized to just run out from someone who you owe a tremendous debt of the cards of hope to. And that seems to be a common position taken by the poskim too, with regard to adoptive parents. Even if we take the pashtus, the implication of the Gemara, that there is no formal mitzvah to adoptive parents, nevertheless, mitoch hamusser, mitoch menschlichkei, mitoch the karas hatov, as we discussed earlier, one of the main reasons the mafarshim give for the mitzvah of kibbur aveim is a karas hatov, that you owe your father a great deal, you owe your mother a great deal. A karas hatov, in the general sense, would apply certainly to an adoptive parent. That wouldn't mean it's a formal mitzvah of kibbur aveim with all its details, but certainly there would be a strong obligation of a karas hatov to show some level of respect to an adoptive parent, or avadia passings this way, that a person has an obligation to show respect for his for his adoptive parents, which should go without saying, but he does say this. Interesting question comes up when it comes to things like Shiva and so on, where there are poskim like Ravadi and others who do allow, recommend even, certainly allow sitting Shiva. However, they point out that you can't have the kula, so to speak, or that you can't pocket yourself for mitzvahs when you're an onen or not put on tefillin, these types of things. You can't do that when you're observing Shiva for an adoptive parent, because mikra din is not mamish the mitzvah that Chazal established, not mamish kibbur aveim or not mamish Shiva. Certainly, it's menschlich to remember, to honor, and to respect. But at the end of the day, it seems the more dominant view that when it comes to adoptive parents, probably that there is no mitzvah. Again, when it comes to grandparents, it's a major machlokas. Many, many achronim on both sides, Ramah actually paskins there is. When it comes to adoptive parents, it's a little bit less clear. The Ramah himself in the Tshuva does seem to indicate that he did hold there was a mitzvah to honor an adoptive parent. Although, again, he said it as a kind of sniff with the grandparent. I think there's less literature on this question, but there are also some who seem to indicate that there would be some level of mitzvah. But even if not, other poskim say now, at the very least, there would be a Hakar Zatov imperative to treat them with at least some level of particular respect due to the fact that they took care of you and raised you.